2nd of November, the commemoration of all the faithful departed, All Souls. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord Sabaoth is preparing for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, of succulent food, of well-strained wines. On this mountain he has destroyed the veil which veiled all peoples, the pall enveloping all nations. He has destroyed death forever. The Lord God has wiped away the tears from every cheek. He has taken his people's shame away over all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And on that day it will be said, "Look, this is our God. In him we put our hope, that he would save us. This is the Lord. We waited for him. Let us exult and rejoice in his salvation." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? The Lord is my light and my salvation. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, only this do I seek: to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his holy temple. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, be bold, and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us. When we were still helpless, at the due time, Christ died for the godless. Scarcely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, perhaps someone might undertake to die. So God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more can we be sure, therefore, that now that we have been justified by his death, we shall be saved through him from the wrath of God? For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more can we be sure that, being now reconciled, we shall be saved by his life? What is more, we even exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have already received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is the will of my Father, says the Lord, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given to me, and that I should raise it up on the last day. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Yireh, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the wise and the clever, and revealing them to infants. Yes, Father, for that was your good pleasure. Everything has been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Year B, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When noon came, there was darkness over the whole land until mid-afternoon, and at that time Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard, they said, "Listen, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and soaked a sponge in vinegar and, putting it on a stick, gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down." But Jesus let out a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The centurion, who was standing opposite him, seeing that he had breathed his last, said, "In truth, this man was Son of God." When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, for it was very big, had already been rolled back. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man seated on the right-hand side, clothed in a white robe, and they were amazed. But he said to them, "Do not be amazed, for you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Year C, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. It happened that soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and disciples and a great number of people accompanied him. Now, when he was near the gate of the town, there was a dead man being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd of the townspeople was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her and said to her, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, get up." And the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has been raised up among us. God has visited his people." And the word about him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.